Good night, everybody.
It has been a while since we said good morning to the Ungovernables, the captain's crew, the Elevate family, and of course, McGroin Nation. Damn, does it feel nice to be back at 10 a.m. Oh, happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee. No, it's not dinner time to Winky Winky Nod Nod's dogs, but it might be breakfast time. Coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. This is Ungoverned for one day here at 10 a.m. Our former stomping grounds, now in the great, capable hands of Mike Crispy, who is serving as a delegate at the RNC, and he will be live today at 5 p.m. Eastern from the Rumble booth from the RNC. So we did the old, as Bongino calls it, what? The dipsy do, flipperoo, and so I'm here at 10. Mike will be here at 5 p.m., and then everything goes back to normal tomorrow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a day we had yesterday. If you were there at 5 p.m., we're going to kind of cover some of the same stuff that we talked about yesterday at 5 p.m., J.D. Vance. We're going to go more in-depth with J.D. Vance, less with the events of Saturday, because we talked about that yesterday, and more in-depth with J.D. Vance. A lot of people seem to have reservations about his remarks from the past. Well, he referred to Trump voters as idiots, and he called Donald Trump Hitler, and how the heck could he make this move? And, you know, for the most part, what I saw was a positive reaction and reception of the news to J.D. Vance. Now, as you know, it's politics, and even if it's not politics, if it's sports, if it's, you know, food, whatever it is, fitness, you're never going to please everybody, right? There's always going to be someone somewhere who is upset about, you know, whatever the case may be. They're going to be unhappy about something, right? No one is, 100% of the people are never going to be satisfied. So that's okay. A difference of opinion is okay, right? I'm not saying we all have to, like the left does, snap to attention and get in line, and nobody's allowed to veer off course or suggest anything other than what the going party line is. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm going to put the case forward today that J.D. Vance is the right pick, and we have him addressing those claims. One of the things, and look, this is out of, and I don't mean to say ignorance in a bad way. Some people don't know he did it. I didn't even know J.D. Vance addressed his past claims on a debate stage until yesterday. I didn't know he did, right? But I got the clip of J.D. Vance talking about why he said those things, and I'm going to tell you why that is an asset, not a liability. An asset, not a liability. And I'll even say this, and I don't always agree with this person, although I know that she is on the right side of things 100%. 100%. We don't always agree. That's okay. That's what makes it great. We still interact like human beings on X. Laura Loomer. She's on the right side. She's on my team. If she was on the other team, I would hate her because she's effective. That's the point, right? So even Loomer, she put out this very long post about why we should accept J.D. Vance. I think it was respectable. Because there is, listen to me, MAGA is not a cult, okay? But there is a perception of it as being cultish because of the mainstream media. The real cult is on the left. We know that, okay? And there's cult followings of every person. You could get Darius Rucker has a cult following. There's people, Hootie and the Blowfish, and then the country music, and blah, blah, blah. Jimmy Buffett had a cult following. The Parrot Heads, and everyone showed up to the concerts. They didn't even show up to the concerts for Buffett, necessarily. They showed up because of, you know, they wanted to get drunk together and make tailgate parties, and whatever, right? Everyone's got a cult following. Anybody who's a celebrity has a cult following. They have their, you know, their names, whatever. It is what it is. But it's not an actual cult. You know what I'm saying? The left is an actual cult. But there is the perception that MAGA is a cult. And I believe it's very important for us to look at a guy like Vance, say, yes, we understand he made those comments in the past. However, he's atoned for them. He's publicly addressed them. He's worked to overcome them. And he's proven through his actions, not his text messages, through his actions, that he is not that person anymore. As somebody who governed in the Senate, right? Who was a member of the Senate, a close ally to Trump. There are many highly reputable people around J.D. Vance, right? J.R. Majewski, for example. You could trust J.R. Majewski. He came out and said J.D. Vance is the real deal. He campaigned with Vance, etc. I'm not saying we're not supposed to have reservations. I'm not saying we don't want to be careful. And I am not at all saying that skepticism isn't healthy, because I am an eternal skeptic. Whenever I hear something, I don't care what it is. Like I said yesterday, when I found out about, you know, when Brennan woke me up about Trump getting shot at and said people were calling it an assassination attempt, the very first thing I thought in my head was, there's no way that happened. This is getting blown out of proportion. Not that I didn't expect someone to try and take his life. We know they talk like that. But I thought it was impossible because of Secret Service and all of those things. I'm an eternal skeptic. Right? I'm an eternal skeptic. So I'm not saying skepticism isn't healthy. It's very healthy. But when you are provided with facts and provided with evidence to the contrary of your opinion and of your skepticism, it's also very important to consider that evidence, right? I mean, this goes back to Vivek Ramaswamy, et cetera, right? Everyone who said he's a Soros guy, George Soros paid for his college. Folks, the facts are that isn't true. If you still believe that, despite the fact that it was a totally different scenario, that he was 20-something years old when he accepted the money, then that skepticism is unhealthy. When there are clear and present facts that what you may believe aren't necessarily accurate. So I say ask questions. I say be an independent thinker all the time. But when there are facts that are, you know, I'm coming around to this idea that maybe there are chemtrails. Because someone brought up a good point on Sunday. We were hanging out with a bunch of McGroins. If there weren't chemtrails, why did Tennessee ban it? You're not going to ban something that doesn't exist. Now, whether they're chemtrails or cloud seeding or weather manipulation, if that's one and the same, I think I'm going to take some time and kind of watch and look. But we know cloud seeding is a thing. That's number one. I mean, that's been a thing since Vietnam, and they've admitted as such. Is the stuff that's coming out of commercial jetliners, is that what it is? I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, point of the matter is, skepticism is healthy, but evolving, letting your thoughts evolve with new and emerging information is also healthy and constructive, and it gives you a better feel of what's going on. And I think with Vance, yeah, his comments, they were awful in 2016. But I'm really more concerned about what his comments have been in 2020 when he voted for Trump. He voted for Trump in 2020, okay? He admits publicly that the 2020 election was stolen. You find me another Never Trumper that says that publicly. You can't. There is not a single Never Trumper in the world out there today that will admit that 2020 was stolen. There's not one. You can't find that, right? So we're going to go into Vance's comments. We're going to show you him publicly addressing those comments. We'll move forward on Vance, the positives of Vance. 39 years old. I think it's a great pick. You know he was my top choice. For a while, I thought Trump was going to make a mistake and go with Elise Stefanik. He didn't. Once the House majority got trimmed to like one seat, I said he can't go with Stefanik because then we're going to lose the majority. That's a problem, right? He didn't make a mistake with this VP pick, and I think that is awesome. It shows you that Donald Trump himself, despite that there are some kind of watery endorsements out there, some murky endorsements, whatever, Donald Trump himself is surrounding himself with better people, at least at the vice presidential level right now. So we'll get to that. We will get to some of the Biden interviews from yesterday. Did you know that Joe Biden, he made a couple of mistakes yesterday with the Lester Holt interview and then with another one. He made a few gaffes yesterday. Jack Smith did the walk of shame. He is now appealing the dismissal of the boxes hoax case. Elon Musk making substantial donations to a pro-Trump super PAC, and the widow of Corey Comparatore, the fire chief who lost his life at the Trump rally, refused to speak to Joe Biden, and I stand with her. It's the Democrats' fault that this happened. And that brings me down back to one more point that I just want to put out there real quick, and a lot of people seem to agree with this, and it's not a shot at anybody. If you're a content creator, whatever you do, and you want to talk about the assassination attempt, that is fine. If you're a comedian and you're making light of the assassination attempt, I don't agree with it because somebody did lose their life. But if that's going to be your brand, so be it. You do you. I'm not the speech police. I don't want to be the speech police. I don't want speech policed. One thing I don't like hearing, and this is just me not liking it being said, I don't think it should be banned, okay? I think we need to stop talking about that the shooter missed, because he didn't miss, ladies and gentlemen. He hit Donald Trump. The shooter hit Donald Trump. The shooter killed Corey Comparatore and injured two others. I think we just got to be a little careful about how we talk about Saturday. It's not just a run-of-the-mill incident. It's a little more serious than that. And I know guys like Tom McDonald have the right intentions. But to say that he missed, can you put yourself in the shoes of the families of people the shooter didn't miss? It must be hard for them to hear that today. That's why I don't say he missed. All right. Let's get to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. We love OFP Farms. OFPFarms.com, Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tired of dry, irritated skin and big, woke corporations, I'm tired of big, woke corporations, and I'm also tired of dry, irritated skin. You'll need some lotion, right? If you're tired of dry, irritated skin and big oil corporations, give OFP Farms a try. Look, who wouldn't want to try soap with Trump's face on it? The left. But the left hates OFP Farms for this, which means boycott, not boycott, boycott. OFP Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief, and of course, beard products. Now, you may be asking why goat milk? Well, here are some of the benefits of goat milk, folks. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. And climate change, exposure to climate change. OFP Farms can reverse climate change, folks. That's it. My claim, not theirs, okay? OFP Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. They are a family-owned and operated goat farm, a patriotic, America-first, God-fearing company. I want you to ditch the woke brands and support this small family farm today. Be sure to visit their website at OFP Farms, Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. Browse their wide selection of products. My favorite product that they have is the Goat Kisses Lip Balm. This is the Chapstick Killer. I was using Chapstick for so long. Brennan said, you got to stop. I said, but it works. She goes, but look who it's owned by.
Yeah,
I look.
Absolutely not.
I said,
this house.
Owned by Pfizer. Okay, throw it away. I started using Goat Kisses, and I have not looked back. Be sure to visit the website, OFPFarms.com. Browse their wide selection of products. And don't forget to use the promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November. Promo code Sean and receive 15% off your entire purchase. That's OFPFarms.com, promo code S-H-A-W-N, OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. Next up is switch2USA.com. That's switch2USA.com. We talk about the parallel economy. This is another great place to start. Switch2USA.com. Take a look.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping, it's that simple.
We're gonna link arms and we're gonna shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch2USA.com. Switch2USA.com. We have been talking about how the world has gone nuts. Completely crazy, they've lost it. Ugats. I think that's how it is, right? He's Ugats? Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. It's like the New York City slang. been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issue, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know how these big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time while so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we all going to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, I suggest you vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. Answer this call to action and switch away from big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned Made in America. Remember when he said that was two words? Made in America. Two words for you. That was back in 2022 also when Joe Biden couldn't count to three. Switch to a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It's one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that's happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up right there. You see it on your screen. My friend Maria will give you a call back. She's smiling at you on there. To enroll you, then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch to number 2USA.com. Switch the numero dos, USA.com. Switch to number 2USA.com. Switch to USA.com. Let's keep it rolling now, folks. Thank you for being here. Hit the thumbs up button. Make sure you're sharing with all your friends. We are live on rumble.com/LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha TV. LFATV.us, of course, is the website. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Let's talk about J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance's new initials are VP Vance. I think that's great. J.D. Vance. J.D. the VP. He was my first choice. I'm very happy with it. Now, I know there were people who wanted maybe Dr. Ben Carson from a loyalty aspect. No problem with that. None whatsoever. I respect Ben Carson a whole hell of a lot, especially after what the left has said about him, after what the left has done to him. Ben Carson, they call him an Uncle Tom. They call him a race traitor because he's an African-American. He's also a neurosurgeon. He's smarter than all these people, wildly successful, and he happens to be a close ally, very close ally, loyal ally to Donald Trump. And so when an African-American veers off the plantation, starts thinking for himself, they're a traitor. They're Uncle Tom. Shame on them. And if Donald Trump had chosen Ben Carson as his vice president, I'd have been thrilled. I'd have been thrilled. My first choice was Vance. My second choice was Dr. Ben. Dr. Ben Carson. All right? I like Dr. Ben Carson. I think he's great. Maybe he didn't want it. I don't know what happened with those conversations. But I think Vance is more equipped to be VP. I think he's got more energy. He's a little younger. A lot younger, actually. 39 years old. I think he's highly intelligent. I think his story is incredible. He came from nothing. Nothing. This is a rags-to-riches story. He enlisted in the United States military. He enlisted in the military. After 9/11. To go smoke those sons of bitches overseas. That's J.D. Vance, folks. And then he came back realizing that forever wars are not what we should be focusing on in this country. This is the guy that we want as the vice president. But there were comments in the past. There were some comments in the past, right? Donald Trump announces J.D. Vance. People were like, oh, but what about these texts? What about the Hitler thing? You have a problem with the Hitler thing, Sean. What about the Hitler thing? Yeah, you're right. I have a really big problem with the Hitler thing. I do. Joy Reid does it. Jake Tapper does it. But what if they apologized? What if they addressed that they made a mistake? The answer to that is never. But J.D. Vance has. I want to show you this. A lot of people haven't seen it. I didn't see this clip until yesterday, folks. I have to admit, I didn't know if he apologized one way or the other. It takes a lot to do what he does on this debate stage here, in this Senate debate from 2022 in that election cycle. I want you to take a look at this. Watch this. Listen to this. And then instead of thinking maybe, oh, it's just lip service. He's saying what he wants us to hear, right? It's the argument against Vivek. He just says all the right things. Would you, obviously, you don't like when people say the wrong things, right? J.D. Vance, when he compared Trump to Hitler, is the wrong thing. We didn't like that either. So he said the wrong thing. He apologizes. Now he's saying the right thing. We have to give him a chance. We have to. We absolutely, we have no choice at this point, right? But I want to play this clip for you. I think this is a very admirable moment for J.D. Vance. A lot of people haven't seen this, so here it is.
Invoked his name already tonight. We're going to ask each of you about your views on former President Trump. But Mr. Vance, we do begin with you. You've admitted you've changed your mind on Donald Trump, but in the past you've said, quote, I'm a never Trump guy, quote, my God, what an idiot, and quote, God wants better of us. All statements you have either said or tweeted about Donald Trump at some point. The question, you have 60 seconds, why should Trump voters, Trump supporters, vote for you?
Yeah, look, I mean, all of us say stupid things, and I happen to say stupid things very publicly. I've been very public about the fact that I voted for the president in 2020, that I was wrong about the president back in 2015, 2016, and that he's been the greatest president of my lifetime for the very simple reason, there are many, but one very important reason is that he revealed the corruption in Washington, D.C. I mean, who would have believed 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that the FBI would actually investigate illegally, get an illegal wiretap on a sitting U.S. presidential candidate. We saw that. Trump revealed it, and he revealed it in a way that showed us the stakes of the fight, which is why I'm running for this office in the first place. You know, one thing I'd point out is that, you know, I was just north of 30 years old when I said a lot of those things. A lot's changed in my life. I reengaged with my faith. I got baptized 3 years ago. I've had three kids since then. You know, a lot's different. And one of the things that's different is that I did change my mind about Donald Trump. He was a great president. And I think at the end of the day, one of the things this race presents is an opportunity. Who actually agrees with Trump on the core issues of trade, of immigration? Who's willing to fight for an America First foreign policy? I think that's clearly me.
Thank you, Mr. Vance. We're going to move on to Mr. Dolan.
And so there you have J.D. Vance publicly saying the three words that I'm sure our friend Poca Santa on the in the chat will never say: I was wrong. What? Dig into Vance, you'll be surprised what you find. Yes, I know, he's financed by Peter Thiel. I know. I don't like it. He got $10 million from Peter Thiel. What, he got $130,000 from AI PAC? $137,000? You really think that's going to swing the race? What? What exactly is out there about J.D. Vance that I'm supposed to be upset about? We just addressed most of it. How constructive are we being? The vice president is a cancer! Shush. That's what I have to say about that. Skepticism is healthy. Stupid skepticism is stupid. I'm sorry. Dig into Vance, you'll be surprised. I dug in.
Ukrainian money.
Oh, Ukrainian money. Great. That's awesome. Who said Ukrainian money? Poca T. Take a look at this.
It's ridiculous that we're focused on this border in Ukraine. I got to be honest with you. I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or another.
Oh, geez. J.D. Vance on War Room says he doesn't care what happens to Ukraine one way or the other and is upset that we're focused on their border and not ours. You could be quiet now. This is going to be a chat for sane people this morning. If you don't like them, that's fine. You're going to stay home? You're not going to vote? What exactly is the goal here? You want to pressure Donald Trump to revoke his decision? You think that's going to look good for him? What exactly is the goal here? This guy, J.D. Vance, came from nothing, okay? Nothing. Wound up wildly successful. 39 years old. He's the vice presidential nominee now, okay? Just tired of this. Every single thing that happens, there's got to be an ulterior, sinister motive. Oh my gosh, it should be this guy because I think so. You're either going to accept it or you're not. There's not a boogeyman around every single corner, folks. I'm sorry. I can't live like that. I just can't. And I don't think you should either. Ukrainian money. Come on. I mean, seriously? Now, I know he's got a lot of money from Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel's not a great guy. He's not a friend of Trump right now. I understand that. But here's the flip side of that. Listen, there's a flip side. J.D. Vance is no longer going to need Peter Thiel's money. Why? Because he's the vice president, or potentially the vice president. He's not running for the Senate anymore. He doesn't have to worry about somebody financing his campaign. He's running on the same ticket as Donald freaking Trump. Now, I'm not gonna say, well, you know, just trust Trump's judgment, because there have been questions there too. I think you got a guy here, a potential rock star for the future. And this is, by the way, this is a giant middle finger to Ron DeSantis. Giant middle finger to Ron DeSantis. Okay? Because DeSantis is no longer the heir apparent. It's Vance. If Vance proves himself. These next 4 years are going to be his opportunity to prove that he should be president of the United States. Maybe he will prove it, or maybe he won't. But I think the odds are very much in his favor that he's going to make us very proud. And look, I don't know him. I've never met him. But I respect a guy. I respect a guy who comes out publicly on television and says, I was wrong about those comments. I like what Donald Trump did. I acknowledge that I was wrong about him, and I voted for him in 2020. He's come out publicly and said he thinks the election in 2020 was stolen. You don't do that if you're truly some sort of sinister being. You know what happens to people who say the election is stolen? Just ask Mike Lindell. He can't even sell a freaking pillow in Bed Bath & Beyond because he thinks the election was stolen. I have a lot of respect for somebody like Vance who comes out and says, I was wrong. I have a lot of respect for somebody like Trump who could see that and forgive those comments. Isn't part of being a Christian forgiveness for those who deserve it? I think even Need to Breathe as a song. When you forgive someone, you set yourself free, right? Because you're no longer beholden to holding that grudge, right? I mean, this is, and I'm not saying you have to go out there and just forgive everybody or whatever, right? But this guy deserves it, I think, in my opinion. He has publicly atoned for those comments. He has acknowledged that he was wrong to say those things. And then as a senator, he has proven that with his record, his voting record, his comments, his what the things that he supports, he is in the Senate, other than potentially Rand Paul, probably the number one detractor, the number one opposer of foreign aid going outside of this country. You telling me we don't want that? I saw Fox News people, Brit Hume, he's too young for this. That means he's the perfect age. The establishment freaking out, right? Nikki Haley should have been the VP. It should have been Glenn Youngkin. I like Glenn Youngkin. I didn't want him to be the vice president. It should have been Marco Rubio. No thanks. He likes amnesty. It should have been Tim Scott. Why? Because he's black? I watched his speech last night in the RNC. He seemed kind of goofy. We got up like a lion and he roared. I mean, listen, I love him. Nice guy, right? I don't know if anybody heard that, but that's pretty funny, right? No, Tim Scott's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Not VP material. Vance is tough. He's strong. He's smart. His story is incredible. It's inspiring. That is the American dream. From absolutely nothing, dirt poor in a trailer park. His book is called, in the Netflix movie, Hillbilly Elegy. We have an outlaw president and a hillbilly vice president. Sign me up, baby America. I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited. Okay. Now, I played the clip from Ukraine. I played the clip about him atoning for what he said in the debate. Folks, this is the unity pick, J.D. Vance. There are so many people out there, right? There are so many people out there who still view Donald Trump and his supporters the way Vance once viewed them. Okay, think about this. I want you to think strategy now. This is why Amber Rose being at the RNC was a good thing last night. You may say, oh, but she, her career, and she's trashy. And the folks, if somebody who has tens of millions of people who know who they are suddenly says, hey, guys, I changed my mind. I want to support this candidate. We would be dumb not to give them the platform to tell us that. Because the fact of the matter is, if we as a party are not in a movement, forget the Republican Party for a second. If we as a movement, MAGA, you know, populism, whatever you want to say, don't allow people who oppose us to learn the truth and then support us and come around to our way of thinking, we're not going to survive. I want you to understand this. This is very, I want to be very clear about this. If we as a movement, MAGA, populism, you know, the Tea Party, patriotism, whatever you want to say, however you want, America First, whatever you want, whatever label you want to put on this movement, right? If we as a movement do not allow people who once opposed us to learn the truth, change their mind, acknowledge that they were wrong, and then become supporters and assets to our movement, then we're not going to survive. Because what will slowly happen is we're going to be nitpicking and looking for perfection. And it doesn't exist. There is no perfect pick. Some people say Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn used to be a Democrat. Donald Trump used to be a Democrat. I used to be a Democrat. A lot of Republicans these days used to be Democrats. There's no perfect pick. There's none. Folks, I'm sorry. If we don't allow people to evolve, if we don't allow people's thought processes to evolve, where they were once opposition and now they are supporters and assets to our movement and are trying to help, if we exile them and say, no, you can't be a part of this movement because of what you said, even though you acknowledged that you were wrong, we're not going to survive. We're going to be just like the left, and we're going to eat ourselves. We can't do that. We just can't. So Vance is that symbol of unity. I think Vance, appeals to those never Trumpers, not the Lincoln Project. I'm not talking about these people. I'm talking about the folks that think Donald Trump is Hitler, or that his supporters are a bunch of cultists, or that their support. This is what I'm saying, right? J.D. Vance can look that person in the eye, specifically in the Rust Belt, where he's very popular among the Teamsters rank and file. We'll get to that in a second. It's already paying dividends. He can look these people in the eye and say, I know why you think that. Because 9 years ago, I thought that. Because in 2016, I thought Donald Trump supporters were cultists and idiots. Because in 2016, I voted for Hillary Clinton. Because in 2016, I believed everything that the mainstream media said about Donald Trump. I was 30 years old and I believed it. And here's what changed my mind. Now you have relatability. You have relatability down ballot on that ticket, running with Donald Trump. And this is unique because Donald Trump, he's doing the Grover Cleveland, right? He's gone, he won, then shenanigans, and now he's going to try and win again. He's going to serve two terms, but they're not going to be consecutive. Everyone knows Donald Trump can't run for re-election. Everyone knows Vance is going to look at this as an opportunity to be the heir apparent. He has the ability now to carry this torch, the America First torch, forward. And he's proven in the Senate that that is what he wants to do. And he can relate to the people who are still apprehensive about Donald Trump. If we do not want to expand the party, if we are afraid of people like Amber Rose because of her past, then maybe you don't like her, but I want her to influence her followers, right? I don't give a damn. I don't even know who she is. I got to be honest. I've never heard of Amber Rose a day in my life. I didn't pay attention to that segment of society. No idea who she is, right? But folks, like, let's be honest. If Cardi B tomorrow came out and said, I endorse Donald Trump, I'm not upset about it. I don't like Cardi B. I don't think she's classy. Is she the WAP lady? Is that Cardi B? WAP?
I think so.
Is that her?
I think.
Whether it is or isn't. She's trashy, right, Cardi B?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she endorsed Donald Trump tomorrow, I'd be fine with it. Why? Because it helps our chances of winning. And that's what I want. I want to win. All right. I also want to get to a word from our friends over at Colonial Metals Group before we continue on. ColonialMetalsGroup.com, ColonialMetalsGroup.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I know many of us believe that having a substantial percentage of our financial future secured with gold and silver is a great idea. That's why LFA TV decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They will help you set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where you will have access to your assets no matter what the stock market or, for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. They've put together a special offer for the audience. Click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number and you will receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. You can call the 800 number, 888-688-1215, or you can go directly to colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. That is 888-688-1215 or colonialmetalsgroup.com/Lima Foxtrot Alpha. Next up is the LFA TV store. I told you about the LFA TV website. The store is down. It should be up in a couple of days, according to what I heard last. Here it is, lfatv.us. If you ever can't find the show, click on the link. Brings you that pop-up that I just closed. Brings you to the show that is currently live, lfatv.us. This is the donate page. You can donate to Jeremy Harrell on the LFA TV mission. That's lfatv.us/donate or jeremyharrell.com/donate. If you're waiting for the store to come back and you are looking for a way to support the channel, whatever it is you would like to do, you can do it right here at lfatv.us/donate or jeremyharrell.com/donate as well. Thank you so much for your support, folks. Please hit that thumbs up button. Please hit that thumbs up button. And make sure that you're sharing this show all over the place as we continue on. I want to talk to you about something that J.D. Vance talked about, relatability. This is how J.D. Vance can move the needle. The Teamsters Union is one of the largest unions in the country. And the president of the Teamsters Union spoke at the RNC last night, and he was incredible, folks. And yeah, he went on for a little bit. And I think he was using it as leverage with the Democrats, maybe. It's very possible. But he did say on the stage last night that Teamsters is no longer beholden to anyone or any political party, which is a beautiful step in the right direction. He spoke highly of Trump. He spoke highly of the Republican Party. He said he appreciated the invitation. He was shocked when he got it because Teamsters, I don't think a Teamsters president has spoken at the RNC since Ronald Reagan. This is huge. The Democrats, just like they do with minorities, bank on the union vote. They'll come to us because we're going to threaten them. Well, not the case anymore. And now that Vance is the VP, take a look at what the president, the national president of the Teamsters Union, said about J.D. Vance on Fox News yesterday. Even Neil Cavuto was like, it sounds like you're coming around. Take a look.
I mean, J.D. Vance, the short time that we've worked together, I mean, he's been great on Teamster issues. He is co-sponsored an airline manufacturing bill that addresses outsourcing of critical airline maintenance to China. He's also supported paid sick leave for our railroad workers. If you remember that situation,
sure,
a couple of years ago where they weren't getting sick time. He stepped right up. He's also been very vocal and supportive of holding employers accountable who try and skirt their obligation under an independent contractor model known as DSP. So he's been right there on all our issues. We've publicly stated it. And look, at this day and age, there's nothing better than having a U.S. Marine represented as a vice president candidate. You know,
there you have that, right? There you go. J.D. Vance already making waves. The Rust Belt voters in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, the blue wall, right? They can relate to J.D. Vance. Now, I want to ask you this. Let's go ahead and say the pick was Dr. Ben Carson. Do you think somebody, you know, working in auto manufacturing or, you know, manual labor like that is going to relate to a neurosurgeon or is going to relate to somebody who grew up in a trailer park and went rags to riches? Served in the military. This is the type of thing. I'm not saying Ben Carson's a bad pick. If he was the pick, I'd be applauding that too. I'm saying this is why Vance is already paying dividends. This is also what the Teamsters president said last night at the RNC. This, oh, it's got to drive the left crazy. The left is calling him a traitor. A traitor. Who's a cult again? Because he's not blindly denouncing Trump, blindly denouncing the Republican Party, blindly denouncing anything that the left wants him to denounce. He's a traitor now because he spoke at the RNC, spoke his mind. He's a traitor now. Unbelievable. Take a look at this clip, and this is going to drive the left crazy. And I don't know, maybe they won't even invite him to the DNC. Watch this.
President Trump had the backbone to open the doors to this Republican convention, and that's unprecedented. No other nominee in the race would have invited the Teamsters into this arena. Now, you can have whatever opinion you want, but one thing is clear. President Trump is a candidate who is not afraid of hearing from new, loud, and often critical voices. And I think we all can agree, whether people like him or they don't like him, in light of what happened to him on Saturday, he has proven to be one tough SOB.
One tough SOB. Yeah. I like that Teamsters guy. Polka says, I'm just here to ask questions. No, you're not asking questions. You're saying ridiculous things in the chat, by the way. Oh, what about his stance on vaccines? I guess he's never heard of sarcasm before. I mean, go touch some grass. Do me a favor. I'm done engaging with this person. Let's keep going. Teamsters... Shadow McGroin asks, are any of the Teamster Union bigwigs jumping off of high buildings yet? Now, I got to be honest. The Teamsters rank and file, big wigs. Do you kind of get the feeling? I kind of get the feeling they were waiting for this to happen, but everybody was kind of too scared to be the first one. When you think of unions, right, these manual labor with Teamsters and steam fitters and, you know, whoever it is, right? These major unions across the country, aside from teachers' unions, a lot of them, politically, if you took that blind aptitude test that we had John Paul Moran on a couple weeks ago, would probably align with our values. But they're afraid of repercussions if it gets out that they're supporting Republicans because their, you know, union leadership says to support Democrats. Well, now that might be changing. And I got news for you. With the pro-Palestine faction in the left, with the black vote leaving the left in droves, with the Hispanics leaving the left in droves, with Gen Z leaving the left in droves, and now possibly Teamsters and some of these unions beginning to distance themselves and drift away from the left, they are in a whole hell of a lot of trouble, especially in states that they can't lose. They cannot afford to lose. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or Michigan. And they don't have to lose all three. They only have to lose one. And things are looking real bad for them in this election. All right, we're going to move on from J.D. Vance. And we are going to talk about, let's have a little fun with Jack Smith. Remember Jack Smith? The guy who's bringing those cases against Donald Trump. It looks like his chin threw up, right? He's got that disgusting beard. Jack Smith. Remember when he made he had that press conference and he was like short of breath? Donald Trump, we brought another indictment against him. What, did you run there? No, it's because he didn't believe what he was saying because he's a weak little scumbag. Well, now he's appealing Eileen Cannon. Judge Eileen Cannon, in my opinion, she should be a Supreme Court justice. Sonia Sotomayor. I think Sonia Sotomayor should be impeached, especially after the assassination attempt where she wrote in the dissent, well, now a president can call on the SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his opponent. Really? He's immune, huh? Sonia Sotomayor, you disgusting windbag. Supreme Court Justice, my ass. She should be impeached and removed. It's not going to happen. But if she did resign, if she was impeached and removed, right? Let's think. I would want her replaced with Judge Eileen Cannon. That would be nice. The left would melt down over that. Anyway, Jack Smith was seen yesterday. Look at this. Look, it's the walk of shame after having his case dismissed.
Special counsel, do you plan to make a statement soon to us? Can we expect to hear from you today on the docs case, sir?
What a loser. Loser! Move on! That's right. That's like the scene from Twister. When Jonas is he's like the enemy, you know, he's Bill Paxton's rival in the movie Twister. And then there's Philip Seymour Hoffman, right? Dusty in the movie. Loser! Move on! He's got the L. That's what it was like watching Jack Smith. Yeah, anybody seen Twister? It's one of my favorite scenes. It's a great movie, but like a lot of the cast is dead. It's crazy. It's nuts, but it's a great, I love that movie. And Dusty's the best character. He's one of the funniest characters. The Extreme! It's the Extreme! I love that movie, Twister. It's great. You know what he said? Loser! Move on! That's what I was thinking about when I watched Jack Smith. Look
Special
at that.
Special counsel, do you plan to make a statement soon to us?
Loser! Look at him.
Can we expect to hear from you today on the docs case, sir?
Tail between his legs. Doesn't want to talk about it. Well, he's appealing his... I guess he has a humiliation fetish, potentially, because there's Jack Smith doing the walk of shame. Poor guy. He just had his case thrown out, right? Eileen Cannon smacked him down. Now we'll see if he gets smacked down by the 11th Circuit. Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed Jack Smith's classified documents case. The charges waged against Trump and his co-defendants Walt Nada and Carlos de Oliveira were all tossed right on out the window. Jack Smith indicted Trump on 37 federal counts in Miami in June of 2023 for lawfully storing presidential records at his Mar-a-Lago estate, which was protected by Secret Service agents. Trump was charged with 31 counts under the Espionage Act of willful retention of national defense information and six other process crimes stemming from his conversations with his lawyer. Last July, Jack Smith hit Trump with three additional charges in the investigation into classified documents stored at Mar-a-Lago. The superseding indictment filed in the Southern District of Florida claims Trump was part of a scheme to delete security footage from Mar-a-Lago. Judge Cannon dismissed the entire case, said clerk is directed to close the case, Cannon wrote. Smith is appealing it. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Loser. Loser. Move on. All right. Just figured we'd have a little bit of fun with Jack Smith. Here's another one. Good story. This is a positive development. I don't trust Elon Musk. I'm probably never going to trust Elon Musk. You know, just like I said, Amber Rose, Cardi B, whoever it is that's going to come out and endorse Trump, we look at them, we go, ooh, well, I'm not so sure I like that person. But that doesn't matter, right? As long as they're helping me win, I really don't care, right? Elon Musk, I don't trust him. I don't like the Neuralink thing. I get that he's trying to use it for good purposes, so he says, you know, whatever. I'm not into him. I respect him. I'm happy with what he's doing on X right now. It's getting a lot better, that's for sure. It's definitely better than it was, you know, 4 years ago or 2 years ago before he bought it. Could you imagine if Twitter was not owned by Elon Musk right now, what the coverage of that assassination attempt would have been like? We'd have nowhere to talk about it except Truth and Getter and Rumble. But Twitter is a huge, X is a huge platform. So while I don't trust him, I don't love the guy, I have my suspicions about the guy, I welcome his $45 million per month to a pro-Trump super PAC. Absolutely. Back the truck up. Beep, beep. I'm like that dude at the airport with the sticks. Bring the plane in right here. Drop the payload right here. Bring all that money in. Now, I think here's what's going on with this Elon Musk thing, right? This is me reading the tea leaves. I don't know anything. I'm just thinking about, you know, how both men operate, Musk and Trump. They're both transactional people. I think maybe some sort of winky, winky, nod, nod deal, right? Some handshake, maybe closed, you know, under the table, maybe, you know, backdoor deal. If Elon Musk can play a role in helping Donald Trump get reelected, then perhaps Donald Trump will return to X. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe, right? I don't know. Did that happen? No idea. I think another motivation with Musk, you know, he's got that personal spat. He's a competitor now with Mark Zuckerberg. He's going with the family-friendly F you, Zuck. $45 million a month. You did this in 2020. I'm doing it now. We like this. I welcome this. I'm happy with it. Do I trust Elon? I don't. All the way. Do I welcome his $45 million to help the candidate that I want to win? Yes. I absolutely do. All right, I want to get to Biden now. Biden had a couple of moments yesterday. First, let's talk about the gaffe. Let's talk about this three gaffes that we're going to play. Three gaffes is a lot. Did you know that Donald Trump, not Donald Trump. Remember when Biden called Trump Vice President Trump, by the way? This is worse, arguably. But maybe it's the truth. Here's Joe Biden talking about him and Barack Obama and the conversation about 2020. Watch.
2020. When Barack asked me to be vice president, I joined him, which is a great honor. But after that, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap! Breaking news! Joe Biden was asked to be Barack Obama's vice president in 2020, somehow, quote-unquote, won a presidential election, and then while president of the United States became a professor. Oh, Sean, it's just a mistake. How many of these just mistakes are we supposed to... You can't be the president of the United States and have, well, it's just a mistake. I didn't mean to drop that bomb. Like, you can't do that. He wasn't the... Now, maybe he's telling the truth, right, Brennan? Political consultant. You're very smart with this. Maybe he's telling the truth, right? Maybe he is Barack Obama's vice president still. I mean, you know.
We know he's not running the country.
We know Biden's not running the country. That was gaffe number one. Here comes gaffe number two. And Joe Biden, remember that call he had with donors shortly after the debate? We're going to put Trump in the bullseye. Remember that comment? Maybe that wasn't the right thing to say, considering this happened. You see it on the stage, the blood coming off of his ear. Which, by the way, Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, is now saying, oh, the bandage, it's too big. Ah, what happened? The dude got shot. Shot. Maybe Emperor Palpatine had the right idea in Star Wars. He should have finished the job. My little green. Okay. All right. Joe Biden, the bullseye comment. Listen, this is a conversation. Folks, this is nuts. Watch this.
You called your opponent an existential threat on a call a week ago. You said it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. there's some dispute about the context, but I think you appreciate that.
I didn't say crosshairs. I was talking about focus on. Look, the truth of the matter was, what I guess I was talking about at the time was, there's very little focus on Trump's agenda.
Yeah, the term is bullseye.
It was a mistake to use the word. I didn't say crosshairs. I meant bullseye. I meant focus on him.
Nobody said you said crosshairs, you moron. Lester Holt, how clear was the question? You used the term bullseye. Was that appropriate?
I never said crosshairs.
Nobody said you did. What a dope. What a dope. And then he doubles down. I never said crosshairs. Nobody said you did. Maybe he understands the whisper. Maybe not Scott Pelley. He was the one with the, I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. Maybe they should have. Maybe Lester Holt should have whispered. No one's saying that, right? Hey, watch this. Here we go.
You
bullseye.
Your opponent an existential threat. On a call a week ago, you said it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. There's some dispute about the context, but I think you appreciate that.
I didn't
word
say crosshairs. I was talking about focus on. Look, the truth of the matter was that I guess
maybe
I
he should have whispered
you
like this.
Earlier explained confidence in your vice president.
Yes.
If your team came back and showed you data that she would fare better against former President Donald Trump, would you reconsider your decision to stay in the race?
No, unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win. Me. No one's saying that. No poll says that.
No poll says that. Nobody's saying that. Joe, no. You didn't say crosshairs. Nobody said you did. Moron! Okay. Let's move on. I got to get to a word from our friends over at TackRite. We love TackRite. Ladies and gentlemen, TackRiteLFA.com, TackRiteLFA.com. Folks, have you always wanted to own a night vision binocular set, but you didn't get one because of how pricey it was? Bidenomics sucks, I get it. Well, now you can grab one for under $200 from our sponsor, TackRite. Similar night vision goggles usually sell for over $4,000 once it's declared military grade. However, TackRite was able to make a revolutionary new night vision system. Military night vision requires at least some light to work, but TackRite night vision helps you see even in pitch darkness. Now, you can get an amazing one-time discount. Get your set today for under $200. You don't need a coupon code. You don't need a promo code or anything like that. Just go to TackRiteLFA.com. TackRiteLFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha.com. It's going to make a great gift for anybody who is interested in the outdoors, hunting, the military, or just wants to be able to feel safe at night. Get your night vision binoculars today. They're not going to last long. Last time we talked about it, it sold out very, very quickly. And it's doing the same thing again. So check it out. TackRiteLFA.com. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, in his interview with Lester Holt, committed a felony yesterday. Well, by the left's standards, a felony. Take a look at this.
Is it acceptable that you have still not heard, at least publicly, from the Secret Service director?
Well, I've heard from him.
Have you heard from her publicly?
Publicly, I've sat down in a situation room downstairs, the Secret Service, the FBI, the National Security Agencies, the Homeland Security, all the major elements.
Did you catch it? Brennan, did you catch it?
Oh, I wasn't listening.
He said, have you heard from the Secret Service director? And Joe Biden says, oh, I've heard from him. Look.
Is it acceptable that you have still not heard, at least publicly, from the Secret Service director?
Oh, I've heard from him.
Have you heard from her publicly?
Publicly, I've sat down.
I've heard from him, is what he said. Maybe. Yeah, Brennan's a political consultant. She knows. Maybe we can whisper that. Her name's Kim Cheadle. She's a woman. And when I say felony, well, it is a felony by the left's standards, because that, I think, is called misgendering. I don't think you're allowed to do that if you're on the left. Guys out to lunch. Finally, I just want to touch on this. Corey Comparatore, the widow of the ex-fire chief who was killed in the Trump rally, which is why I say the assassin didn't miss, passed on the phone call with Joe Biden. And I think that's the appropriate thing to do. And by the way, I think it was appropriate for Biden to reach out. I'll say that. I think it was appropriate for him to reach out. I would be very upset with him if he didn't. It was appropriate for him to reach out. It's ballsy, but it was appropriate. It was the right thing to do. for Joe Biden to call her. But I think she is well within her right to say, no, thank you. I don't want to hear from you. You caused this. Existential threat to the nation, threat to democracy. MAGA Republicans are extremists. His DOJ labeling parents at school board meetings domestic terrorists, domestic extremists, insurrectionists, comparing Trump to Hitler. Put Trump in the bullseye. It is that rhetoric that made this woman a widow. She has every right to say no thanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, Annette Smith is right. Annette Smith is very right. Donald Trump is going to attend the funeral. What a class act. What a class act. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been so good being back at 10 a.m. just for a day. We'll be back at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Hope to see everybody there. You know, we're at 5 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. We have a great time. It's this show, but just later in the day. So come check it out or check it out later if you can't watch it live. I get it. Work gets in the way. We're anywhere you get your podcasts as well. Search Ungoverned on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. We're up there. Anywhere you get your podcasts, hit subscribe. Head over to the website, farishmedia.com. Sign up for the email list. Completely free. It's totally free. We appreciate that as well. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button before you go. Hit the follow button here on this channel. Jeremy Harrell is coming up next. I'm sure he's going to have updates from the RNC. I forget the lineup, man. Jeremy Harrell. Then you have Loud Majority with Kevin Smith at 1. Matter of fact, with Ryan Matta at 2. I believe the Miles trial is still going on at 3. Santilli Report with Pete Santilli at 4. Mike Crispy Unafraid at 5. Live from the RNC Rumble booth. We have Culture Wars with Will Johnson at 6 p.m. Eastern. Not Based America, Unrestricted Invasion at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and then Based America at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I think I got it right. And as President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. And we will fight. Let's freaking go. Fight to keep our country, fight to save our country. Thank you so much for everybody's love and support here, for watching and listening. Greatly appreciate it. Hit that thumbs up button on the way out. You know what to do. We are very, very excited to be back here at 10 a.m. for the day. Excited to see what Mike brings us at 5. And we'll be back normal tomorrow. Same time, same place. Well, tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, rumble.com/LFATV. Until then, everybody have a great rest of your Tuesday. Enjoy the coverage from the RNC. Keep it locked right here on LFATV. We appreciate all of your love and all of your support. Have a great rest of your day. We will catch you tomorrow. And as always, what we say when we close the show in honor of John Fetterman, bang, gavel.